Hello, traveller. Let me tell you a story about the prince and the penis. It just so happened in the land of Plutmoose that a royal wedding was soon to take place. The date was swiftly approaching, and preparations were well underway. All of the people across the land were buzzing with excitement, everyone except the groom, of course. Poor Prince Rupert. Ever since he had come of marrying age, the only thing anyone wanted to talk about was his stupid wedding. Try as he might, he just could not figure out the reasoning behind all the fuss. To top off his troubles, he had never even met his bride. Certainly, he had heard stories about who she was and what she might be like. She was not but a stranger from a foreign land. In order to quiet his thoughts, he decided to journey north that he might pay a visit to the Oracle, a beautiful spirit though dark of intent. She was known only to communicate with those of noble heritage. Through a clearing in the deepest wood he came to pass until he found her there, bathing nude in an enchanted spring. He quickly ducked out of view, but she had long been wary of his approach and addressed him.
Prince Rupert, so heavy of heart, be not dismayed by your impending future, for all is not as it seems.
With these words, she simply disappeared, leaving the prince to wonder. He knew it was pointless to pursue, and so he returned home to the castle to await his fate. The days of the week dragged on until the ceremony finally arrived. Then came the long banquet. He hadn't even been allowed to see her face until the wedding night. She was already waiting there, in the marital bed, underneath layers and layers of linens. She was lovely, but still very shy, even in her beautiful bridal lingerie. Her skin was smooth and soft to the touch, and her eyes were bright and full. Her breasts even cast a glow of their own in the moonlight. Though he could not place it, he found himself drawn to her for reasons unknown. What had changed his perception? His hands began to wander about her frame, taking in the delectable feel of her entire body, until his palm wandered over something a bit unexpected. He gazed into her eyes at that moment, filled with a stunned surprise and yet so intrigued, for he had discovered a rigid cock, where one might find something entirely different. She rose to explain, but he placed a finger to her lips and slipped underneath the covers. What he did next is anyone's guess. If you wish to know, you must consult the Oracle. They call me Alexis, and I'm here for all of your private entertainment needs, whether it's for bedtime stories, daytime stories, or carefully cultivated nightmares with an erotic twist. I can be reached at 800-601-7259 or visit my homepage at sensualphonemistress.com.